You're a kind old bugger, Siegfried, but no thanks. As I said, we're clearing the housekeeping and we'll be okay. But I appreciate it. You always were kind. A strange old bugger, but kind. Strange? Siegfried was interested. No, not strange. Wrong word. Different. That's it. You were as different as hell. Different? Queried Siegfried, swallowing his whiskey as if it had stopped tasting of anything a long time ago. Well, I'm sure you're wrong there, Stewie. Don't you worry your head about it, Stewie said, and reached across the table to thump his friend on the shoulder. But his judgment was way out, and instead he swept Siegfried's bowler from his head. It rolled to the feet of the man at the next table. During the conversation, I had been aware of this gentleman rushing out and trailing slowly back to resume his study of the Pinken and renew his attack on the food and drink. The man looked down at the hat. His face was a picture of misery and frustration, born of too much beer, semi-masticated pork pies, and unwise investment. Convulsively, he lashed out with a foot at the bowler and looked better immediately. The hat, deeply dented, soared back to Siegfried, who caught it and replaced it on his head with unruffled aplomb. He didn't seem in the least annoyed. Apparently considered the man's reaction perfectly normal. We all stood up, and I was mildly surprised by a slight swaying and blurring of my surroundings. When things came to rest, I had another surprise. The big bar was nearly empty. The beer machines were hidden by white cloths. The barmaids were collecting the empty glasses. Stewie, Siegfried said, the meeting's over. Do you realize we've been nattering here for over 2 hours? And very nice, too. Far better than giving the hard-earned coppers to the bookies. As Stewie rose to his feet, he clutched at the table and stood blinking for a few seconds. There is one thing, though, Siegfried said. My friends. I came here with a party and they must be wondering where I've got to. Tell you what, Stewie, come and meet them. They'll understand when they realize we haven't seen each other for years. We worked our way round to the paddock. No sign of the general and company. We finally found them in the car park, grouped unsmilingly round the Rover. Most of the other cars had gone. Siegfried strode up confidently, his dented bowler cocked at a jaunty angle. I'm sorry to have left you, but a rather wonderful thing happened back there. I would like to present Mr. Stuart Brannan, a professional colleague and a very dear friend. 4 blank stares turned on Stewie. His big, meaty face was redder than ever, and he smiled sweetly through a faint dew of perspiration. I noticed that he had made a lopsided job of buttoning the navy nap overcoat. There was a spare buttonhole at the top and a lack of alignment at the bottom. It made the straining, tortured garment look even more grotesque. The general nodded curtly. The colonel appeared to be grinding his teeth. The ladies froze visibly and looked away.
Yes. Yes, quite, grunted the general. But we've been waiting here some time, and we want to be getting home.
He stuck out his jaw, and his moustache bristled. Siegfried waved a hand.
Certainly, certainly, by all means. We'll leave right away, he turned to Stewie. Well, goodbye for now, my lad. We'll get together again soon. I'll ring you.
He began to feel through his pockets for his ignition key. He started quite slowly, but gradually stepped up the pace. After he had explored the pockets about 5 times, he stopped, closed his eyes, and appeared to give himself over to intense thought. Then, as though he had decided to do the thing systematically, he commenced to lay out the contents of his pockets one by one, using the car bonnet as a table, and as the pile grew, so did my conviction that doom was very near. It wasn't just the key that worried me. Siegfried had consumed a lot more whiskey than I had, and with its usual delayed action, it had begun to creep up on him. He was swaying slightly. His dented bowler had slid forward over one eyebrow, and he kept dropping things as he pulled them from his pocket and examined them owlishly. A man with a long brush and handcart was walking slowly across the car park when Siegfried grabbed his arm.
Look, I want you to do something for me. Here's 5 bob.
Right, mister.
The man pocketed the money.
What do you want me to do?
Find my car key.
The man began to peer round Siegfried's feet.
I'll do me best.
Dropped it around here, did you?
No, I've no idea where I dropped it.
Siegfried waved vaguely.
It's somewhere on the course.